Come with us to Bolivia today, where Whitney Ulick reports on a movement that led to a ban on child marriage that started in communities and reached the national legislature. A once unthinkable culture shift has done more than produce new legal protections for young girls. Teen pregnancy has fallen, education has risen, and new coalitions are combating sexual violence. Stories like this are why we send our correspondents far and wide. When one society makes progress, we all move forward. It's Wednesday, November 19th. This is the Monitor Daily Podcast. Good morning. I'm Ira Porter. First, our curation of news briefs from our staff writers around the world. Many of these are developing stories. Find the latest updates at csmonitor.com/newsbriefs. An outage at an online security firm brought down large swaths of the internet on Tuesday, with sites from ChatGPT to Spotify showing error messages. Cloudflare, which later resolved the problem it attributed to a spike in unusual traffic, says one-fifth of the world's websites rely on its services. A similar outage at Amazon Web Services last month took more than 1,000 sites offline. Analysts say these events highlight our reliance on a highly concentrated network of service providers. Fewer international students chose American colleges for the fall term of 2025. The Institute of International Education surveyed 825 colleges and universities and found a 17% drop in international enrollment for first-time students. Graduate international enrollment declined by 11%. The drop comes as President Donald Trump works to lower the number of foreign students at American universities and his administration cuts funding for research. The majority of schools are allowing international students to defer until next spring or fall. Florida will reopen Apalachicola Bay to oyster harvesting at the start of next year, after a closure since 2020. The bay once supplied 10% of U.S. oysters, but development pressure on the upstream Chattahoochee River reduced the area suitable for harvest. Now, oysters have recovered enough to justify a limited reopening, and sideline harvesters remain cautiously optimistic. Going from a boat captain to cutting somebody's grass, that's a pretty big change, one told the Associated Press. Now, today's Monitor stories. As always, you can go to csmonitor.com for our latest news. Despite Israel's war with Hamas and Iran, its economy grew, if modestly, due mostly to its strong tech sector. But calls to boycott Israel over the conduct of its war in Gaza appear to have hit some exports. Will that rage subside if the ceasefire holds? Shoshana Solomon reports from Tel Aviv, Israel, for The Monitor. After the deadliest fire in 100 years of U.S. history, houses are rising from the ground once again in Hawaii. But the people of Lahaina are trying to do more than rebuild buildings. They are also trying to rebuild their culture. Jackie Valley and Melanie Stetson Freeman report from Lahaina, Hawaii for The Monitor. Views on whether girls should marry before age 18 have radically shifted in Bolivia, allowing for a prohibition to be put in place this year. But the cultural norms and attitudes that drive the practice remain. Whitney Ulick reports from Viacha, Bolivia for The Monitor. Cashless bail is meant to ensure low-income people don't have to stay in jail pre-trial unless a judge deems them dangerous. President Donald Trump says the system is dangerous and is pressuring cities and states to end it. Troy Aiden Sembahon reports for The Monitor. Driving from Cornwall in the south to the Lake District in the north, travelers will find plenty to marvel at along the way. The scenery is indeed tranquil and picturesque, just as one would hope. Melanie Stetson Freeman reports from the Cotswolds, England, for The Monitor. To view this photo essay in full, visit csmonitor.com/daily. Now, commentary from The Monitor's editorial board on lawful checks on cocaine traffickers. President Donald Trump's military approach to cocaine traffickers in the Americas keeps hitting bumps. His assistance to the armed forces in Colombia, the largest source of cocaine, has slowed since October because of a feud with that country's leftist leader. In a referendum on Sunday, voters in Ecuador, where some 70% of global cocaine flows, soundly rejected the idea of foreign bases in the country to help fight the drug trade. And in the last 3 months, as the United States military has built up forces near Venezuela and conducted lethal strikes against alleged drug-carrying boats, dubbed by the White House as narco-terrorists, cries have grown louder that such attacks might violate international law. Meanwhile, amid this forceful approach, one country in the Caribbean, the Dominican Republic, has received a largely unnoticed accolade for an alternative tactic to dealing with crime, whether it is petty theft or international drug runners coming to its shores. A global ranking of countries on democratic rule of law found the Dominican Republic had the highest increase this year, 2.1%, in the overall scoring for areas from judicial independence to police performance to civic participation. That was up from a 1.1% improvement the year before. While its overall rank is still number 76 out of 143 countries, the Caribbean's second biggest country has become a model in how to make progress in democratic rule of law. More than two-thirds of nations, including in Latin America, saw a decline in their rankings this year. Which country had the lowest overall score in the rankings by the World Justice Project? Venezuela, a southern neighbor to the Dominican Republic and home to one of the world's worst authoritarian regimes. The recent progress in the Dominican Republic began in earnest about two decades ago, but picked up speed in 2020 after an anti-corruption crusader, Luis Abinader, was elected president. Before his easy re-election in 2024, he acknowledged how much citizens have achieved in government transparency and accountability. "When you work with ethics and honesty," he said, "resources yield more and the possibilities of solving problems expand." In all societies, law itself is not as visible as, say, a drone attack on a boat, yet it helps keep people away from illicit activities. As the late American legal scholar Harold J. Berman wrote, "A belief in law not only appeals to people's finite interest, but also to their faith in a truth, a justice that transcends social utility." Perhaps the best armor against the drug trade can be found in places like the Dominican Republic, which is striving to anchor itself in qualities from honesty to equality. The stories you just heard are from today's newsletter. Find these stories and more at csmonitor.com. For more Monitor podcasts, go to csmonitor.com/podcasts. For other audio offerings from our parent organization, go to christianscience.com/audio. Today's Christian Science Spiritual Perspective contributor shares how, as children of God, we're able to see each other in our spiritual wholeness and interact with each other from that higher ground. Find the full column at csmonitor.com/csperspective. Thanks to today's audio production team, Noel Flatt, Audrey Thiebert, and Mackenzie Farkas.
This podcast is produced by the Christian Science Monitor. Copyright 2025.